and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey y'all, what the deal? This is Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first time, I appreciate it. Whether you found it on Twitter, IG, Facebook, or a friend of a friend of a friend, sister, mother, brother, sister, cousin, I don't know. Word. What's up? How you doing? If you're a repeat listener, you already know I appreciate you so much. I love all the inboxes that I've been getting regarding the show. I love having the conversations with you guys. You guys are bomb. If you are looking to inbox me and talk about anything that I've talked about, my handle on Twitter is at PWrites. It's PWRITES. It's the same on Instagram. It's Phoenix Ash on Facebook, but honestly, I'm rarely on there unless you're joining Phoenix's Fireflies, and it's F-I-Y-A-H Flies, F-L-I-E-S, in case you need it. If you're joining that reader group, you know, I sometimes post anything that's upcoming. Sometimes I post about Saudi, just to brighten your day a little bit, but you'll find if something's coming up, or if I'm working on a particular story, working on a particular book, sometimes I'll just throw little snippets out there. Definitely follow that on Facebook and get with it. Join in some conversation. So, boom. The week has been crazy. Like, weeks have been crazy, like, back to back to back to back to back. When I say, I would love to say I'm not stressed, that is not the game. So I be like, I'm stressed. I independent me be like, I need some big strong arms to just wrap around me so I could just bury my head in somebody's face and be told that it's gonna be okay with kisses to my forehead. Yes, it's very specific. I am a writer. That's what I do. Okay. But you know, I've got the messages, I've got the gems, and we know putting it in place is very difficult sometimes. It's so easy to say it and pinpoint it and look at the picture. Well, sometimes it's not as easy to pinpoint it. But once you've identified, it's like, yo, just do that. Yeah, okay. Sometimes that's hard. But my message recently, and I tell you all the time, some of these messages you might have heard last year in a podcast, 2 years ago in a podcast, is because they become relevant over and over and over again. But the message that I've been receiving is consistent persistence. And so I'm trying to pursue all these different avenues in my life. And unfortunately, they seem to be colliding. Okay, they're doing the most at the same time. I'm trying to sell my house. I'm trying to buy a house. I'm looking for a new sponsor. You know, I'm trying to finish up these books. I'm trying to be a better mom. I'm trying to be more available to Sadia. Like, it's just a lot of the stuff is happening at the same time. And it's just me. Unfortunately, I don't have a partner who is overpresent. He's present. Let's not act like he's not in my daughter's life. He's present, but definitely not my partner. So that little piece of struggle is new for me. Not in new for like how I'm executing, because I've been executing so much on my own, but new perspective for me. New for me to actually acknowledge, I should say, and move accordingly. So it's a lot of adjustment. You know, I got my daughter's school emailing me talking about we'd like to you to get her here on time. I'm like, I'd like to do that shit too. But something's got to give. Something's got to give. And I'm trying harder because I'm like, you know, her tardiness may not be a big deal to me because I'm like, first of all, she's too advanced for your class. She knows all the stuff or whatever. But I have to keep in mind, I don't want her to distract the kids that actually need the additional attention, need the additional work. Also, I don't want to teach her the bad habit of like just be late and just don't care about it, right? I want you to value people's time. So that has to give. So I'm working on that. But, you know, I had a friend with my good my good friend, right? The one that I have the conversations with who don't sugarcoat nothing, who keeps it too real. So I had a conversation with him and he's just like, yo, if the goal is trying to write full time, like, I feel like you need to circle back to your goal. Like, I feel like you are, he didn't say these words exactly, but this is the message that I received, that you are getting very caught up in all the different things you got to do. Yes, you got to do them, but you give in too much of your passion and your emotion over to them. Those are things you got to do, but do them without so much passion and emotion, because it's like, okay, you got to sell your house. Okay, well, it's a little bumpy. Okay, the buyers and the sellers, they go back and forth. That's traditional process. So you don't need to get, you know, worked up or overwhelmed about what the normal process is. And this is me saying this now. He ain't telling me this. This is me, because I receive it and I take it and then I build a whole story with it. So then I'm thinking about, you know, buying a house. Same thing. You know, it's process. I'm disappointed in not finding homes that I love or homes that are too small within my budget. So, you know, possibly having to up my budget, thinking about where I have the room, what can I do? You know, where I'm going to live, what area I'm going to live, how far is it away from this, how far is it away from that, what's the schools like. But this is all process. You know, looking for a new sponsor, that's process too. That's process too, because at the end of the day, whatever I'm going to be doing to contribute to that sponsor is probably going to be a lot less of my passion and more of the stuff I got to do to pay my bills. So, you know, I have to learn how to emotionally detach and not get myself worked up. I can emotionally detach from people a lot easier than I can detach from what I want, when I want, how I want it. Does that make sense? I don't know. It probably doesn't make sense. Like, it shouldn't be like that. But like, when I say doesn't make sense, I mean, do you get it? So I'm learning to take that same way that I can detach from people and detach from the idea of want what I want, when I want, how I want it. Because getting hung up on that is overwhelming me. That is what's overwhelming my emotions. And it doesn't allow me to be persistent in a consistent manner. And let me tell you why. I'm going to push, pursue, and then I'm going to exhaust myself. And I'm going to stop everything altogether. It benefits me more when I'm checking things off, but I'm consistent. I'm doing a little bit every day. You know, I get benefit when I work out for an hour and a half on Saturday. The benefit is slight. Now, I could do it every Saturday, right, and be consistent that way, but the benefit is when I work out for 15 minutes every single day, Monday through Saturday, because I'm gonna take a day off. But when I work consistently, the benefit is tremendous because it's consistent. I'm training my body. I'm training my mind. I'm getting into a routine. Everything is adapting. It's not pausing. So I'm trying to apply that concept through various areas in my life, not just the working out 15 minutes, but, you know, writing 15 minutes every day so I can finish some of these damn projects, you know, looking for a new sponsor. Well, you know, give that 15 minutes. Go back to making a list of things that I have to do for the day. I want to cook. Put that on the list. I want to make dinner tonight. I'm making spaghetti, by the way, if you wanted to know. But put it on the list and give everything its due time. Even the podcast, you know, I think I probably missed a week and so forth because I got so overwhelmed with everything else that I forgot that it was something that needs to be executed. Okay, I should probably put it on the list. These are the things that are going to help me. I have to remember. Remember, we talked about tools in the toolbox. I got to remember what tools I have. And the tool I have is writing a list. I found that that works for me. And I've been so overwhelmed. I've been forgetting to write lists. And so I've been forgetting to do things, forgetting how to execute, that I know how to execute. My emotion is too attached to things that are filling up in my head because I'm getting emotional about having to deal with so much. If I put it on paper and put it as a task list and just mark it off as things to do, I emotionally detach. That's for me. I don't know how everybody else does it. And when I emotionally detach and I check things off a list, I become more consistent. And when I become more consistent, I feel the persistence and I feel that I'm pursuing what I want, persist, like I'm going. And it's consistent and I'm getting there and I attain it. I attain it. Speaking of which, while I'm talking to you, I'm going to go find me. Now, you know, I got 800 blank notebooks in here, but, you know, I'm moving. So a lot of that stuff is packed. But I'm going to go find me a notebook so that I can write today's list. I don't care what time of day it is. I can't say, oh, well, you know, the morning's gone, so I'm not going to start the list. I'll start tomorrow. No. I feel like I do that with exercise, right? Half the week is gone, so I'm going to start on Monday. Or I'm going to start on Sunday. No. I'm going to start now. Now, look, I found a book. I'm sure there's stuff in here, but I'm sure there's blank pages. And I haven't really done anything with physically writing, so I'll be fine. I'll be okay. I could combine stuff because what's in the book is less important than me getting myself together. None of anything that I have works unless I get myself together. So I got to do that. I got to be and you know, it's not just the little goals that I have to be persistent and consistent with. It's being consistent and persistent that I have to, you know, do that with. I have to remind myself to be consistent. I have to chase the consistency. I have to chase the new routines. I have to chase the things that I want, right? Not just accept that that's just not me or this is just what my life is penned out to be. No, I gotta be consistent and continuously pursue the goal. And not forget it. And thank God for good friends who remind you, okay, wait, if this is what the goal is, they can tell you the reality of not seeing your consistency. Now, granted, I may be doing some things that my friends don't know about or don't see, but still, I need to pause and look at everything I'm doing, everything I'm saying, everything that is coming up against me and everything that's in my favor and decide what I'm doing in my next moment. How am I moving forward? How am I conquering this? Everything looks like a mess to me right now and it's very stressful. Very stressful. But it doesn't have to be. I can get it down on paper and I can organize it. Even if I can't organize it in real life and make everything come together in the manner that I want it to come together, I can at least organize it on paper, give it an order, and then take my emotion out of it and just follow the order, follow what's on paper. That's what a lot of writers do when writing a book. I sometimes am advanced enough to do that. My outline is usually mental, but very easy to stray away from. And my memory's trash, right? So that I would like finish a book and be like, oh, you know what I thought I meant to have happen? You know what? And I either gotta go insert it and weave it through the whole story or just let it go. And Lord knows I'm still working on my ability to let things go. Yeah, a lot of writers, you know, will do the outline and stick to the outline and be like, this is the book. Okay? It takes the emotion out of it. It takes the drag out of it. It takes the 3 years to write one book. For some people, it takes that out of it. Especially when you're in a market where you're trying to kick out books back to back, you know, the urban romance and urban fiction, you know, it's back to back. So I know a lot of y'all disappointed with me right now because Savage Fever has been missing its finale all year. It's coming. I'm halfway through. But yeah, I need to give it its 15 minutes. I need to be consistent. And with that consistency, I become more persistent. Being overwhelmed is no fun. It's no fun. And I am, God forbid, I'm on my monthly child. Whew. I'm one end of the spectrum to the other. I'm either crying or I'm angry. I'm pissed and everybody can have it. And sometimes if I'm crying, I'm so mad that I'm crying that everybody can have it anyway. Child. God bless the people in my life who love me anyway. God bless them. Because honey, I know it's a lot. But I love hard, so when I'm not in that mode, I'm gonna love you to death. But anyhow, consistency is definitely missing for me. Even with the house hunting, you know, I went one day And I was so disappointed. And people were like, okay, so when's your next day? I don't know. What? Well, are you going to look every Saturday? Are you going to look 3 times a week? Are you like, what's your plan? I don't know. I don't even know the plan. You know what I'm saying? It's not conducive to me getting a new house. It's not. You know, it's very wait and see. And definitely putting me in a position where I'm going to have to do something in the interim after I sell my house. Which is not horrible, but the least amount of time I have to do that, the better. So I found two last night that I would love, based on the pictures, I would love either one of them. They fit in my budget two different ways. So curious to see which, if I get any, but which one I happen upon to love the most. It's a hard process, but I need to be consistent. I need to, you know, look every day. Same thing with finding a sponsor. Again, same thing with writing. Same thing for working for my sponsor. You know, the current sponsor I have, my workload requires me to track it. So they get their work executed because I'm required to track it. I'm required to go by a list and I check it off. Execute, 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 execute. So why they getting their stuff done and I'm not getting mine done? That can't work. That can't work. And maybe you need to think about that in your own life too, right? Like you going to work every day and the things that are required of you, they're getting all of that stuff done. But is your family getting what they need from you? Are you getting what you need from you? Is your skin getting what it needs from you? Like, are you making sure that you're getting what you need? Because when you go to work every day, like, it's a trade-off. It's not, well, we pay you a check. No, that's not enough. I mean, hell, the government pays you a check. I'm saying I'm giving you my time and you're getting work done. You're paying me, but the payment that I receive is what? What is it allowing me to do? It should be allowing me to maintain a lifestyle, but it also should be allowing me the freedom to take my kid for ice cream or pay for her to go to the movies or, you know, take her roller skating and stuff like that. And those are things that are not very costly. But when I pay for all of these things, sometimes it requires my time. And sometimes I got to give my time to my daughter. And no, like some 2 weeks out the year, out a whole year of working for you. Are you kidding me? That's not enough vacation time. That's not enough. You're dominating me. You're dominating me. And can't figure out why you have disgruntled employees. Child, that's a whole nother show right there. Because this is why I don't want to own a business outside of writing. Because I'm just like, child. Like, I have all these ideals. And I'm sure I get into business ownership and be like, But this is just my little rant. But anyway, make a list. Make a list. What are the things you want to execute? And then take each of those things and make a list about what it takes for you to execute those things. Break down those lists to as small as you need to get things done, to be consistent. You'll feel so good and your persistence will pay off. But persistence without consistency is nothing. It's nothing. It doesn't exist. There is no persistence without consistency. It's nothing. Keep going. Keep going. Do a little bit every day. It's okay that it's just a little bit, but do it every day. Do it every day. Remember, if you have to put on your mirror, on your wall, that dream, that hope, that end goal, do that. Wake up every day and look at it. And then ask yourself, what am I going to do today to help execute that? How am I going to inch closer to that today? It's not profound advice. You've heard it before, but sometimes you got to hear it again. It's relevant for me right now. If it's relevant for you, great. I hope you get the fruits of it. If you're already there, share that with someone who needs help. You know, don't be overwhelming and be like, you need to don't do all that. But, you know, you see somebody struggling, you know, somebody really has something in their heart and you're just like, but I never see them do something towards it. And I just don't understand. You know, ask them like, are you okay? Do you need help?
maybe I have some ideas that can help you inch closer. Maybe we can go for coffee and talk about it. Maybe we could spend 10 minutes on the phone and talk about it. I don't know. How are you going to do it? But, you know, let's help each other thrive, because I want to win, but I want you to win too. Like, we're all in different lanes. It's okay. We can all win. Okay. All right. That's my soapbox spiel, because I got to mark something else off the list. I got to go cook. And I didn't do that while I was talking to you, because I was looking for notebooks and I was writing stuff down. Okay. All right. Anyhow, that's me explaining it to myself of why I didn't get stuff done. I appreciate you listening. If you want to support my books, they're so lovely and dramatic. They're available on Amazon under the writer Phoenix Ash. I'm on Beloved Publications. I have urban romance. I have urban fiction. I have just plain drama. Oh, and her makeup is so dramatic. And touch me first if you like a little extra. You know what I mean? I have a couple on Audible. There's a couple. Oh, and her makeup is on Audible. I'm playing myself. Okay. Yeah, do that. Or hit me up on Twitter. I can definitely send you a link. Hit me up on Instagram. I could do that. At PWrites, PWrites. Let me know that, you know, you listen to the show and that's how you followed me or whatever. We can have some conversation. Please don't send me your penis or your pom-pom. At least without introducing yourself first. Like, just don't be rude. Anywho, that is my spiel. I am out for the count tonight because I'm so exhausted. But I'm going to get these things executed because I'm looking at my list and I'm like, this is doable. This is doable. Anytime, until the next time where we can exchange power, I love you all. Peace.